Welcome to Bristol's Veterans Memorial Boulevard. This land is the ancestral homeland of the Tunxis peoples, who stewarded the land and the river prior to European colonialism. In 1919, Bristol industrialist Albert Rockwell donated the land to the city. Rockwell moved to Bristol in 1888, where he started New Departure along with his brother, Edward. They manufactured a variety of different bells, and eventually they got into bicycle brakes, taxicabs, and then ball bearings. By 1919, Rockwell was one of the largest property owners in Bristol, including ownership of the land between South Street and the Pequawic River, which he gave to the city for the purpose of building a grand boulevard into the center of Bristol. By 1921, the boulevard was completed, and it was considered one of the most beautiful streets in the state of Connecticut. The boulevard quickly became a memorial park shortly after it opened in 1921, with the erection of the World War I monument and the addition of 48 pin oak trees for each Bristol resident who had died in World War I. Following his original donation, Rockwell gave another 12 acres of land to the city for the building of the new high school. Rockwell championed the creation of a modern high school that included a gymnasium, swimming pool, and a theater. When it opened in 1922, the school was considered the most modern school in the state of Connecticut and served as a model for the rest of the nation. In 2021, Memorial Boulevard celebrated its 100th anniversary, and the refurbished school is the site of the Bristol Arts and Innovation Magnet School, which includes Rockwell Theater.
Today, Memorial Boulevard is the site of numerous memorials and monuments in honor of Bristol's veterans. Each monument features a QR code that can be scanned by a smartphone to provide audio descriptions, or visitors can download the Chris Access app for the audio tour. The monument tour was made possible through a collaboration between Bristol Parks, Recreation, Youth, and Community Services, the Bristol Lions Club, the Bristol Veterans Council, and Chris Access.